We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Chaf Talid Amud Beis, and we are starting 7 lines from the top, 6 lines from the top. Tani Tana Kamei D'Rav. Talk to Gemara. Tani Tana Kamei D'Rav. Someone learned a braisa in front of Rav, and the braisa says like this: Hamapeles Brias Guf She'ine Chatoch. A isha miscarries a body that is not formed, or a head that's not formed. Yochel, there's no form to it. Yochel te'ima t'me leida. Maybe the mother should be t'me leida. It says in the pasuk, Ishuk he says riav yalda zachar. Then the pasuk tells us about tumas leida. The pasuk says Ishuk he says riav yalda zachar, and the next pasuk says v'yem hashmini yima b'sar losai. So only a baby who could live 8 days in order to get a mila. There's a din tumas leida. Misha royu lebris shmoina, a baby that's royu to have a bris, by him, his mother's tummy leida. Yatsu elu she'ina ruya lebris shmoina. These a guf that's not formed or a head that's not formed is not royu tumas leida. It doesn't live long enough to get a bris mila, and therefore there is no tumas leida. That's the brayse said. Rav heard the brayse. Rav said, Amale Rav v'sayim b'hachi. End of the braisa like this. Also, there's no tumas leida. If the isha miscarries a baby with two spines and two backs, also the halach is there is no tumas leida because they will not live as well. And this is Rav Shitasa who argues on Shmuel before, who holds on Amud Aleph that the halach is that if you give birth to someone with two spines, there is tumas leida because he holds all it is a treifa and a treifa chaya. So Rav Shitasi holds, there's no tumas leida by a baby that has two backs and two shedras, two spines. So to Mara Vaita, Rav Yirin Ba'aba, Sova Lamevet Uvda Kavasei D'Shmuel. There was a story that came from Rav Yirin, yeah, of a baby that was born with two spines, and the question was, should the mother be tumas leida? So he thought maybe he should do like Shmuel, who's a chumra, says there is tumas leida. What's pshat in your psak? L'chumra. Because you want to go l'chumra, you want to give it to tumas leida. The problem is, chumra da'asa de kulahu is a chumra that comes to a kula, because together with dam leida, with the tumas leida of 2 weeks, you also get yimei tayar. 1 week for zachar and 33 days of yimei tayar, or 2 weeks for nekeva, then 66 days of yimei tayar. So you have days where the dam is tar, so there's a kula also. Chumra da'asa de kula. Hu dekiyavis leid veitar? So Avad Miyakav says the Rav, just stick to halacha like Rav. The Karmel Hilchasak Rav be Isuri bein lekula bein lechumra. The halacha is we paskin by Isser like Rav. By Mamain we paskin like Shmuel, but by Rav we paskin by Isser we paskin like Rav. Sai lekula sai lechumra. So you're very good hands if you paskin like Rav, and don't try to make chumras because those chumras don't always stay as a chumra. So the Gemara Vayta, we learned before that a behema gasa, its normal amount of pregnancy is 9 months. And it said if the baby is born after 8 months, then that's a nafel. By behema, it's a nafel, and it's also to eat, it's a trefa. That's what it said. That's a ben shemayna. Now we know by a human, the Gemara says also a baby born after 8 months will not live, but after 7 months will live. Just not 8 months. Now the question is, what's the halacha by behema? Is a seven month pregnancy a nafel and it's like a trefa, or is it like a human and it's mutter? That's going to be more a shaila. Amar Rava, Hare Amru Isha Yeledes Tatisha Yeledes Shiva. We say by a human, by a Isha, she gives birth sometimes after 9 months, sometimes after 7 months. What's the halacha of behema gasa? We know behema gasa, Yeledes Tatisha. We know behema gasa, the normal amount is 9 months. Yeledes l'shiva or lo yaldo? Does such a thing as after 7 months it gives birth or not? Or 7 months is like 8 months and it's also it's a treifa. Or Nachma Yitzchak Toshima and the brayza Hemenu v'lamata also anything less than, you know, it says 8 months is 8 months and fagasa and 4 months for adaka is no good and hemenu v'lamata is also no good. My lava gasa is going also on a gasa on behema gasa ox that's less than 8 months pregnancy is also no good. So I'm like, no, adaka. What's going on? A behema daka is saying that if it's a behema daka is 3 months, not only 4 months is no good, 3 months is no good as well. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, my, how can you say that? Iram v'shlamo agaso. If the Brisa is teaching us v'lamato himenu osur, talking about agasa and teaching us by 7 months, it's also us. It's also a treva. Then itzrich, we need it. Sagar Rabino Hayo v'isha chaya. Since by isha 7 months is good, behemen navi chaya. By behemen shvi good also. Kamashulon loy chaya. Kamashulon that no, it's no good. 7 months is a treva by behemen. Eli Amos adaka is going on adaka. Itmar and teaching us that by 3 months pregnancy is an eifel pshita. Bastos yarcha mikoy chaya. How could I live after 3 months of pregnancy? So my answer is no. You still it's a sagar Rabino, but tre yarchi chaya. You would think that it's always 2 months less than its usual pregnancy you could live. And since the usual pregnancy is 5 months, 3 months you could live. They'll be having like that. Kamash Allah and the Brisa, no, the Matalamana was also which is only going on Dhaka. But Behemah Gasa, maybe 7 months is a good pregnancy, and we're still staying with the Shaila. What's the halacha by Behemah after 7 months? Is it a good pregnancy or not? So the Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Ashmuel. Hamapeles demus lilis. If a isha miscarries a baby that the form is like a lilis, which is a type of shade that has wings. So he basically, she was mapel a baby with wings. Imait meya leida. Rav Yehuda Ashmuel says, imait meya leida. Because why? Because vlad who? El sheshtu kanafayim. It's a vlad, just has wings. And that's not a problem. It still can live. Just has wings. There was a maisa in the place called Simoini, ba'achas she pila d'mos lilis, that a isha was mapil, a baby with wings. It's a vlad. It just has wings. You know, it has all. It has a. It looks like an adam. It has all the characteristics of an adam, and therefore, it's tmeya leida. Zokta maravaita. What about Anushaila? Hamapelas the mus nachash. If a isha gives birth to someone who looks like a nachash, and we really had a gemara before about this, when we dealt with Rameyer, we had on yesterday's blat, we dealt with a nachash, and we'll come back to this in a second right here. So the shaila was, if a isha is mapel the mus nachash, what's the halacha? We know Rameyer says that a behema, chaya, and oif are called a leida. So what about a nachash? So, Chanina ben Achiv Sharav Yeshua. Chanina Achiv Sharav Yeshua, ben Achiv Sharav Yeshua, Chanina, the nephew of Rav Yeshua, Paskin Imay Tamei Aleida. The mother is Tamei Aleida. Hoach Avyesa, Vasipa Dvaram Brangamil. So, Avyesa went and told Brangamil, you know, the nephew of Rav Yeshua is Paskining that it's Imay Tamei Aleida. So, Shalach Loy Rav Yeshua, so Rav Gamil sent to Rav Yeshua, he says, Hane, come with your nephew to me. Hane, ben Achicha Ova. Come with your nephew to me. Probably chasam on the way. There was a story. Yosef's kalas Chanina legros. The kala of the daughter-in-law of Chanina came in front of him. Armelay Rebbe, have a pelsk menachos mahu. I see. She's saying she had a story herself that she was mapel something menachos. What's the halacha? Amalah imoy tahira. So her mother, which is Chanina's wife, which is Rav Yeshua's niece, told her it's tahar. Amr loy, v'aloy mishmecha, amr li chamoisi imay temeya. So she said, let's get the story clear. She came in front of Rav Yeshua with a question at the nachash. Amr loy, imay tahira. Rav Yeshua said the mother is tahar. Amr loy, so she said to Rav Yeshua, v'aloy mishmecha, amr li chamoisi, my mother-in-law, who is your niece, told me from you that imay temeya. She tells Rabbi Yeshua, my mother-in-law, which is your niece, told me from your name that the isha is tamei. Va'amala, so Rabbi Yeshua asked him, "Eizatam, what's the reason? Why?" So she answered, "Hoil the galgal einay." This is the reason she heard from her shvig or heard from her uncle. The reason is galgal einay algal kshadam because the eye is round like an adam. And one of the reasons we said before in Rameyer that why behemah chayav oif are make Thomas like this because the eyes are round like Adam. I made that psak. So my nephew's psak really is my psak. He sent to Rabbi Gamil, this psak that Chanina said that Imay Tmei Leida came from me. On my bayish, we see from here a good idea that when a Talmud Chacham says over a psak, lema bataima, just say the reason. Because this way, dechimitchu lemitchu, now when you remind him of his reason, he'll remember his psak. Because here, once you said the reason was because that the eye is round, he remembered his psak. So it's always a good idea to say the reason for your psak, and this way you'll remember. You'll be reminded of your psak. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, nu Mishnah. Hamapeles shfir mali mayim. Isha miscarries a shvir full of water. What's a shvir? Comes the word sphere. It's like a little tube. And the way a baby is formed in mother's stomach is, it starts off like with a tube of like skin, and inside and outside grow the organs. So here, she was mapel, just a shvir, just looked like a tube, a plain tube, but it was full of water. Mali mayim or mali dam or mali ganunim follow different colors. Ain't no cheshesh of vlad. You don't worry about a vlad. It's not called a vlad. She's no tumas leida. V'mahayim arukim. If it started already forming limbs, then teishav zachar nekeva. Then you're not sure if it's zachar nekeva. You have to sit for safik zachar nekeva, and she is tumas leida. Hapela sandal shilya. If she gives birth to a sandal. So if she gives birth to a sandal, first of all, sandal itself is considered a leida, and it also probably came with another baby. A shilya or a sack, and we know ain shilya b'lei vlad. Then teish of zachar nekeva. She also is tuma tumas leida. Rashi speaks out the case of sandal is always another vlad, so it's not really so negay the sandal. She's tuma out the other vlad also. But Rashi explains the nafkamina is if the other vlad was a zachar, so if she gives birth to a sandal to get with the zachar, the sandal is suffering in the cave. And if you have to machmir, maybe she's tuma tumas leida for 2 weeks like in a cave. That's where it's again repella sandal. So now we're going to talk about the shvir mali mayim. Bishlam madam umayim loiklumu. I understand that if the shvir is full of mayim or dam, we know it's not a baby. Because if it would be a baby, it wouldn't be full of water or blood. Like Adunim, it's different colors. Maybe Nechus really had a baby. It was really formed already. And Shem of Lat, Avon Muach, was really formed on the inside. And it got melted. And that's why it's different colors. So we want to say three truths. Am Abaya. Doesn't make sense. The whole inside of a vlad is not going to melt. How much wine did she drink? Raw wine did she drink that got her uber so ruined that it got melted like that? It's impossible. That's one shot. So therefore, no chash that there's a vlad inside. Rava ma mole tnan. It says it was mole ganunim. Bim isa dem tuche imtach michser chaser. If there was a baby inside and it got melted, it wouldn't be so full. It would be missing a little bit. The third pshat is Rav Adavahava Maganunim Tan. It says different colors. It would be melted. It'll be one color. It wouldn't be different colors. Since different colors, we know it's not a baby inside. Therefore, the Isha who is Mapo, miscarries her spear, she is not Tommy Thomas Leida. So look at the word. Tanya Abashal Omer. Koyve Mesim Isi. Says, I used to work in the Chever Kedisha. I used to hang around land the basic forest. We used to talk about so much on Mesim. A lot of times I saw different bones of dead people, and I knew. I show you the Yayin, Chai, if someone drinks a lot of wine that's not watered down, it's Mesim Srufim. His bones look burnt after he's dead. Mazuk, if he drinks a lot of wine that's watered down a lot, it's Mesim Srufim. His bones are either black or actually not upside, means there's no juice, it's dried out. Karoyu, if he drinks like a mensch, at smaysev mashuchim, his bones are very fresh and healthy. Someone who drinks much when he eats, at smaysev shuchim, his bones look burnt. If he eats much more than he drinks, at smaysev shuchim, then his bones will be dried out and black. Karoyu, if he drinks and eats normally, at smaysev mashuchim, then his bones will be fresh. And Tosfos explains to the Gemara Megillah that the normal thing is to eat a little more than drinking. Now, a lot more, a little more than drinking. Now, Gemara comes on two interesting Gemaras. Next two Gemaras, of course, can't be understood literally, but we're going to tie it to literally, but it can't be understood literally. Zok to Gemara Vaita, Tanya, learn to the Braisa, Abashal, Omer. I was working the Chavak Dusha. Pam achas rats the achas vi. I ran after a deer, ran after as far as I ran after him. When I chnasti bekluyushal meis, and I landed up inside a bone, a thigh bone of a dead person. Rats the achas shalosh parsoyes. I was running 3 parsoyes. I didn't get to the end of the bone. Tzvi like gata. I didn't reach the tzvi. The kluyush like also, and the bone never ended. Because that was very far. Very 3 parsoyes. I got out of here. So Chazar to Lachar went back out. Amruli, they told me, "This foot This thigh bone came from Oig Melech Habashan. Another mice. Tanya Abishola, Mekoyva Mace, Visi Pamachas, Niftacha Ma'ora, Tachti. I was walking in a Ma'ora, all of a sudden it opened up under me, but Marti Begalgla Inisha Mace. I was standing in a pool. You know what the pool was? A eye of a dead person. Ad Chaitmi, to my nose. Because of that, when I climbed out, Omru, Ayin Shal Avashalom, it was the eye of Avashalom. Avashalom has been very big. Maybe big deal, he sunk into his nose. He was short. So I'm going, no. Avashal, Oruch Badari, he was the tallest person of his dar. Rav Tarfin only reached to his shoulder. Rav Tarfin himself was the tallest in his dar. Rameh Megillah Seifer, Rameh reached to his shoulder. Rameh was the tallest in his dar. However, Rabbi Megillah Seifer, Rabbi reached his shoulder. Rabbi Aruch Badar, however, Rabbi Zera Megillah Seifer, Rabbi Zera reached to his shoulder. Chia Aruch Badar, however, Rav Megillah Seifer, Rav reached his shoulder. Rav Aruch Badar, however, Rav was taller than his dar. Rav Yehuda Megillah Seifer, Yehuda reached his shoulder. Yehuda Aruch Badar, however, but Adadalia, Ada was the Meshamish, Dalia was the Meshamish of the Rabbanim, he was a Gabbai. But Adadalia Megillah Seifer. Parsh Tabina, the Pumpadisa, Koi Leila Ada Dailad Palge. The Parsh Diba was the name of a person, he only reached to half of Ada Daila. The Kuli Amma and the rest of the world, Kaila Prashtibna, the Pumadis Ad Kharse, only reached until his waist. So you see here that Abishal was very tall and still he was standing in this eye and reached to his chaitim, so it must have been a very deep eye.